Now it's time for some more questions from this week's news. And the panel we're playing with right now is Adam Burke, Nagin Farsad, and Adam Felber.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
All right, you guys haven't had a chance to warm up. You ready to jump right in?
Totally. Oh,
let's Here do it.
We've never been on a panel together.
Really?
No, yeah, that's true.
I've never been on with either of these
guys. Feels weird. I don't like it.
I've never had to differentiate between the atoms before.
It's got like that fresh panel smell.
Yeah, right? Sure.
Adam Burke, yeah. The success of the game Pokemon Go has inspired a number of knockoff versions where players can go around trying to catch things other than Pokemon. This week, what group released their version of a virtual reality hunting game?
So things you would go out and hunt?
Well, you know how Pokemon Go works, right?
Yeah,
you hold your phone to the world and you see little monsters
AR.
And you capture them. Yeah.
Isn't that just called LSD? By the way, it's a bacchanal backstage. It's mad. If you've never been to an NPR party, people are using library cards to cut up lines of Claritin. It's like... There's a wet cardigan competition. It's mad.
Yeah.
I still have no idea what the answer is.
You still have no idea about
it. But you're stalling eloquently.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You could call it Pokemon Go.
Oh, is it to find saints? Is it the Catholic Church?
No, well, yes, the Catholic, the big Catholic Church, the Vatican. They're playing Pokemon Go, their own version. It's just like Pokemon Go without all the false idols. The Vatican has tried to use video games for education and tourism before, like their disastrous version of Tetris, in which every shape was a cross.
Yeah.
Hard to play.
But is this the kind of thing where they walk around the Vatican and it's like, if you turn on your phone and look through it, you can see like a bleeding, dying saint or something?
Exactly. You can walk around and they're like, you can see holy figures, you know, from church history and the saints, and there are blessings around from the Pope you can
catch
pick up.
Catch them in little balls.
Yeah, exactly.
So then do you go to heaven if you win? Like, what do you get?
I don't.
You know, it depends. You got to catch them all, you know?
Right.
The game is available, of course, on PlayStation.
Oh, boy.
And Xbox 316.
Okay.
It's in. Nagin, after a number of complaints, Kleenex has announced it will stop marketing their extra large tissues as tissues for whom?
Oh, like people who do cocaine and they have a lot of like runoff from it?
Yeah, that's reasonable. Ring that bell.
Yeah.
Kleenex presents Scarface tissue. No.
Wait, can you?
You're going too far.
All right.
It was perceived that this was sexist to market large size tissues in what way?
To women?
Try the other.
To men.
Yes.
We got you there, Nagin. They were called man-sized tissues, which was a problem.
If you're a man like me, you cry a lot.
Yeah. I think there should be other designations of tissue. You know what I mean? Like extra absorbent widow strength tissue. You
know, yeah,
I
know. Just like,
it's a real thick...
No, they were called man-sized tissues, and they had really ones for really insecure men, magnum tissues.
Or like, yeah.
Those are ribbed.
No, but like for real masculine men, for proud boys, it's just an empty box.
Right. Yeah.
You cry on your own face, damn it.
No,
you open it up, it's just a picture of your dad looking at you disapprovingly.
And the cat's in the cradle and the sill.